And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Wayne Cotto today. Poor Ricky is down under. He's a little sick today in the family. It's that family thing, you know, going around with all the kids and stuff like that. But Wayne is stepping in today, and boy, do we have a fantastic guest for you today. Captain Adam Williams from one of the top boats in the fleet, the New Loanne out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, going to be talking some fishing here with Captain Adam. You get some, I can tell you that for sure, and you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
In 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, Ford has kept that title every year since. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to repeat that again for the next 49 years. F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, and Ford, the most awarded brand for new vehicle quality among trucks. Get ready to power through whatever this new year brings in a Ford. Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you. Captain Adam Williams from the New Loanne in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for Ricky and the family, though, boy, coming down with the cold.
Yeah, well, thanks, Wayne, for stepping in last minute there.
Yeah, no problem.
Wayne's a trooper man. I texted him, late last night? He's like, hey, Wayne.
He was under the 12-hour limit, boy.
Right there. But thanks, Wayne, for being here today with us. And welcome, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great to have you. And, man, you had quite a season in 2025, huh?
Yeah, it was a great season. Finished up kind of again with a lot of good anchor fishing this last year. So
anchor fishing?
Nice. Yeah, we're anchor fishing a lot.
So at Cortez?
Yeah, we were at Cortez Bank here there late in the season. And, yeah, it was epic.
Yeah.
Epic fishing. Changes at a lot of big fish during the night this last year. A little more hit and miss for whatever reason, but I think this next season's lining up looking pretty good. So,
well, all the planes and the boats and Aaron Barnhill's been giving reports and stuff like that. It sounds like there's just tonnage around, right?
Yeah, and I think even some close to home. So,
yeah,
looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah. So, for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with the New Loanne, tell us about the boat. Quite a history on that boat.
It was built in 61. And had a lot of kind of famous operators over the year, I'd say.
Yeah.
Dick Gaydosh, Nick Cates. Built in 61 here in California. Kind of a unique hull. I think there's only one sister ship to the New Loanne. I believe it's up in Alaska. So.
Wow. And where was it built?
Surfside, California.
Okay. What's the maker?
It's a Cruzon hull.
Cruzon.
Yeah.
So solid.
Kind of unique. Yeah. There's only a few other Cruzons around, so.
Wow, yeah, but the I've fished aboard the boat many times, that the ride on that boat is pretty solid.
It's very solid. It drifts awesome, yeah. Especially in, you know, rough weather or tough conditions. It can be definitely have a little bit of an advantage over a lot of the other ones that, you know.
Well, it's a really fishy boat.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Really wide, low to the water. So.
Yeah, yeah, nice super ride. Low to the water.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and how big?
65.
And what's your typical passenger load?
Open party, we take 22 to 25. A lot of our charters this last year, 12, 10 sometimes,
oh my gosh.
Like 18 people for the most part.
Wow. Wow. Now, do you actually still have charter baits available in 26?
We have a few. Yeah. I just posted. They're posted as open party trips right now in October. There's a few in October, and I got some in April and November.
And mostly you run two-day trips?
Two and three. So, yeah, we kind of did away with how the fishing's been over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. We did away with the one-day trips, you know.
Yeah.
One-day trips started making it pretty tough to, you know, come home with a nice catch. So,
yeah.
We,
Unless we get albacore this year.
You know, I was listening to last week's show, and
I'm hoping.
Boy, yeah. You weren't around for those days, though, the overnight back-to-backs on the albacore days.
Ooh, that's, well.
That was a rough trip.
Well,
man.
What about fishing all night? That's not easy.
Yeah,
either,
no,
right?
It's not.
Yeah. Tough on you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you have quite a crew that is aboard the New Loan, right?
We do. We have, I think there's four captains total, and you get Captain Marcus every now and then as a star fill-in guest.
Celebrity guest. Yeah.
Celebrity guest, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Same guys for the last few years, so it's good.
Yeah, that's good. But you're pretty much, you're the guy behind the wheel a lot of times.
Yes,
sir. And running the show.
Yep. Making the schedule and took over all the office stuff this year. So.
Oh, you did?
Doing
huh?
all the bookings.
You're
that.
Doing all that?
Yep.
Wow. So you have you're doing it yourself? You have office personnel?
No, it's just me.
Just you?
Yep.
Man. So if somebody wants to do a charter, they call you?
Yeah, they call me.
Yeah.
You just call me directly.
But open party stuff's all booked through the website, pointlomasportfishing.com, or through the landing.
Or through the landing,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So what's your thoughts this year? When are you going to get started?
We got trips online starting in April, so we're hoping to get going. It's, I think, a little tough to sell tickets, so you guys got to make your reservations.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that's the key, right? Make reservations, then you'll get the boat out.
Yeah.
April last year was epic, right?
I mean, there's obviously already some fish, so we got to get out there and get on them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the fish really never went away, just the passengers did. We got to get the boats out.
It seems to happens kind of like that every year, and so we're...
And look at this 80-degree weather we're having right now.
I know.
Look at the water temperature. It's way warmer than last year, too.
Yeah, on our way over to the shipyard, we're hauled out in Driscoll's Mission Bay right now, and we're catching a few bonita on the way over.
Yeah,
and
the bonita.
The water was like 63 right outside.
63 in February.
Yeah,
tomorrow is February.
Yeah.
And we're having a like a king tide right now too. There's a super full moon this morning, and I came down and the dock is almost going uphill on the ramp.
Yeah,
crazy.
it's pretty crazy. Yeah, but you know, here we are in Southern California and enjoying our kind of classic Southern California brutal winter, right?
Compared to the rest of the world,
terrible,
everybody else
terrible,
is like, just terrible. Yeah. So how does one get on a trip on the New Loan?
All right, so you can. Check out the website, pointlomasportfishing.com. If you filter New Loan down at the bottom, you can see all of our springtime schedule. It's up online currently. So we've got 2-day trips, open party. I think there's a few spots on a 3-day, 1st of May, and then got a couple spots in October.
Okay. And you're going to run through October?
That's the plan. We'd like to run till Christmas, but we'll see.
See what happens.
I got trips online all the way through, so.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay. So you already made up your schedule for 2026.
Yes.
It's already up there.
Yep.
All right. Great. And so what makes you, I know it's going to be hard to question, what makes the New Alliance so popular? I mean, it you guys book up, you like get like some of the top anglers in the Southern California and across the country, world.
I think a lot of it's the boat. Its fishability is awesome in comparison, I think, to a lot of other rigs, really wide. And, you know, the guys do a good job staying on the fish.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not there. So.
Yeah. No, it's good. You guys catch.
Yeah, and the you know, we've had the same crew for the last 6 years now, and they
really
they're good.
Yeah.
They do a good job on the deck, so.
Yeah.
Not going to be disappointed.
Definitely. What's your favorite part about, I mean, you've run a lot of boats, you've been in the fleet for a long, long time. What's your favorite part of the boat?
It's not the wheelhouse.
Really. Yeah, the wheelhouse is small, right?
Yeah, I don't know how Nick fit in there back then. He's a pretty tall guy.
Yeah.
Have one little roof hatch, you know, can kind of stay in there. But I'd say overall, just the overall layout of the deck, for sure.
Yeah. What about the bunk room? The bunk room is pretty much open berthing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, open berthing. Yeah. We've got 32 bunks, so we got extra space for bags and stuff. In the 70s, they were taking 49 on open 49 party one day.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
People sleeping in the galley. And
yeah. 22 people on that boat is like a dream come true.
It's nice with 20. 20 to 25, it's great.
20 to 25. So when it's typical open party, you said 20 to 22. It's like.
Yeah, 25 on 2 days and then 20 this year for 3 days.
For 3 days. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah. And you have full galley and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, all the trips are food included, so it's nice.
Oh, food's included?
Yes. So you don't have to worry about, you know, getting a meal package, anything like that. It's
very
all
nice.
Built in with the ticket price.
Very nice. That makes it super nice. So if you had to pick a time to book a trip, I mean, somebody's out there, it's like, Adam, when should I go? What I'm planning my 2026 fishing calendar. When should I go? I want to go on 4 trips this year.
You know, in the last, like, 5 years, I'd say, we've had really good shots, especially at, seems like the nicer size bluefin.
Bigger fish.
Bigger fish, usually nighttime fishing. Kind of depends. Sometimes daytime also. But May kind of seems to be when we start seeing the bigger ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Early May, especially this past year,
yes.
Right?
Yes, the last few years.
Late April, early May.
I've had epic trips in April. I think, honestly, throughout the year, it just kind of depends. Usually July, August, we get a lot of influx of a lot of bait sometimes. So it's harder daytime fishing. Sometimes nighttime, it affects it with too much bait.
Which is, everybody wants to book a trip in July and August. But you're saying the fringe times seems to be the better time.
I think early and late seems to be best.
Less traffic?
A lot of times less traffic, and the fish are eager, especially nighttime, in those May early on.
Yeah.
So when you're in the early season and there's not a lot of traffic out there, and you don't have that whole code group going on, and you have this choice to go west or south, what makes your decision?
Kind of depends. A lot of times we're in contact, like with Aaron and those guys early season. And it'll usually be like 4 of us. It's usually us, the Queen, the Intrepid, maybe the Indy. And we're all talking. We're kind of making a game plan early season, you know, what we're going to do.
Working together is key for that early season. On that early season fish. But to have the Persein fleet and the Penn fleet to help you out, it's really nice, huh?
They do. At least as far as, like, the area.
Yeah.
Just fishing around them can be very difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where we excel in the nighttime.
Yeah. Because they can't really set at night, right?
No.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll have fish in the net throughout the night. Like, they'll hold them overnight. But I don't think they can actually set at night.
Yeah. But last year, they were pretty much done. And so it looks like this year, they could be done early.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
We're hoping. I think they're starting a little further south this year also. So we'll see.
Yeah. Kind of out of the 2-day range?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So what is 2-day range on the new Lowen?
Say 150 miles, like San Quintin to out west, Cortez, Tanner, Clemente.
Yeah. Now, do you do any of the Colonette trips that some of the boats do in the winter?
So we have a few online early April that are passports trips where we're hoping to, you know, check out Colonette and then maybe mix in nighttime fishing. So we'll see. Yeah.
Where a passport would be required versus your normal open party 2-day trips, no passport required because you're offshore.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. And wow, what a prize. Adam has come, very generous of him, too.
Absolutely. One lucky caller or texter will win a spot on a two-day trip on the new low end, and it will be for any of the open party trips that are still available online. Boy, what a big prize that's going to be.
So something in April, May.
There's one in June, I think, and a couple in October.
In October. So,
yeah, August, September, that's all.
Yeah, so if you win that, get a hold of Adam right away and get your spot.
Yeah.
What a two-day trip for one lucky caller or texter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would be going online right now and looking for those dates because you know they're going to fill up as we go through this show.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, hey, phones are packed. We're keeping Kyle busy, so let's go ahead and start right off and try and blast through some of these phones.
Let's talk to Mike in Torrance. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, Captain Adam. I've had the opportunity to watch you grow in your career, and I want to commend you for your leadership and the way you run your vessel. All your crew members know that the clients are important, and you take great care of them. Had some great fishing opportunities. We went on an exploratory trip on a blue moon, and I called it a bluefin moon because it was the second bluefin or the second moon of the month in March, about 5-6 years ago, and we got the first catch of the year, and Five Star opened up the cutting room for us on Easter Sunday, which was awfully nice of them. And then I had an especially good trip on May 16th to 22, where I sat up on the bow of the New Loan about midnight, and I just kept hooking and handing fish. I think I hooked close to 25 of them. It was such a good trip. And then I went and crammed myself in the wheelhouse with Adam and saw the meter just stacked with fish. They were just waiting for us. It was 60 to 80 or something like that, and great fish.
Oh, perfect.
Once again, I want to thank Pete for what a great show you're giving us. A great opportunity to be engaged with sport fishing every weekend. And welcome aboard, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a pleasant day.
Nice way to start the show. Thank you for the nice kudos. And, one thing I'll say is that, it's great to have Wayne aboard, too, and, of course, Corey and Rick. But the real stars of the show are the guys like Adam that come in, and we really appreciate guys like him taking their time and coming in and sharing your experiences with us. That's really – though you are the guys that make the show, you know, are our guests. They're the stars of the show. So we appreciate that very much.
And, Mike, thanks for calling. And I've been fishing with Mike for probably 11 years, maybe 12 years.
Okay.
A long time. So
sounds like he likes the boat.
Good to hear.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so as you can hear, if you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Call in to 833-288-0973, and you can reach us by the phones, but better yet, text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can download the app for free and listen live, or listen later to the archives, as well as text the show. Include your name and your phone number with all the text to be included to win the prize, and we'll be giving away that prize. It's a two-day trip on the new low end for any open party trip in 2026. We'll have Adam flip the coin at the end of the call, end of the show, and one lucky caller or text will win that prize. Kyle is standing by at the fan to take your calls for your chance to win. Remember, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we'll be taking those calls, reading those texts, plus the catch reports, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, are we having a good time in the studio with Adam from the New Low End.
Yeah, so I want to welcome and congratulate our newest board of directors, people on the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo program. Wayne, you
thank
are
you.
Now a board member, and also Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. I want to thank both Wayne and you guys have already been a lot for Rollo, so just having you on the board now just kind of just cements it, so... I'm glad you're a part of it.
I appreciate the nod, and you know I'm always honored to be a part of such a great organization, and you know I've believed in it and been supporting it from the beginning. So, yeah, it's just great to be honored to be on the board.
What's better than raising money to take kids fishing?
You know what? I believe in the kids. I have been doing this for a very long time. You know, I was part of that board of the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge for many years.
Yeah.
And it's all about the kids, always, and it's a passion of mine. So, yeah, I appreciate the honor of being added.
Well, we're thrilled to have you a part. Speaking of Rollo, Larry Brown and Chris Minnick, which are guys I'm sure you are familiar with, they probably fish with you a lot and fish with you before, have written a book called The University of Long Range Fishing. According to Frank and a lot of the people in the know, this is the book on long range fishing. These guys know a lot, and they put it all into words on this book, and it's a very impressive book. So whether you're going long range fishing or on a 2-day on the New Loanne, this is a book that would really help improve your fishing. University of Long Range Fishing. It's only available at rollokids.org, and it's only available as a download. So it's a $20 donation. That's it, and they're giving all the money to Rollo. So you go to rollokids.org. You make a $20 donation or more if you want to get $50 or whatever, that's fine too. But it's a minimum $20 donation. And then you download the book, you can print it out, you can just read it on your device, whatever. But it's called The University of Long Range Fishing, and it's only available at rollokids.org. It's a must have for sure.
With those two guys, you'd think that'd be an encyclopedia
it's
set,
a total
right?
encyclopedia. Gotta be. Yeah. I mean, you fish with those guys. It's like they know.
Pretty crazy.
They are hardcore long-range guys.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, the Marine Del Rey Anglers are having their 2025 awards dinner on Saturday, February 7th. That's next Saturday. It's a Delray Yacht Club in Marine Del Rey. It's a surf and turf dinner. They have awards, raffles, and the whole thing. And it's going to be a star-studded event, they say. So get over there. The big Marine Del Rey Anglers, everybody's welcome. Check out Marine Del Rey Anglers on the web for tickets and more information on that. And congratulations to those guys. They're good people at that Delray Yacht Club for sure. Hey, Wayne, I have a great text here from John in Rancho San Diego, and we have a ton of phone calls, too, and we want to jump into those, but especially this first hour. But he says, great show, guys. Nice to hear Captain Adam. I fished the New Loanne with my three adult sons and an overnighter, and we had a blast. Received great service and food. Adam, you are there any changes to the crew this year? Do you have the same chef, et cetera?
Same chef. We actually added one more chef. It's a lot for one guy.
Yeah.
Our schedule the last few years is really, really packed, so we have a four-hour turnaround. So we're getting in at 6 a.m., leaving at 10 a.m. So
oh, my goodness.
2 to 3 days back-to-back all
summer. So that's
summer.
Your typical
yeah.
2 or 3 days?
Yep.
In at 6 a.m., leave at 10 a.m.?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot for one chef.
That's a lot for one chef. He does all the shopping, you know, Costco business, between that and Cisco,
yeah,
whatever stuff. But, yeah, it's a lot for one guy. So we got two guys. We have Kyrie and also TJ for this next coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Good stuff.
And as far as the deck guys, maybe since we did an overnighter, I might have a couple different guys because that's been a few years. So.
Sure. It has been a few years since
yeah.
we've done overnight.
So. Yeah.
How long has it been since overnight?
I think 3 years.
3 years. Yeah. All right. That was... And so, who knows, but we may have yellowfin around this year.
I hope so.
We never know.
Yep.
With 63-degree water in February?
I'm hoping.
Things can happen. Maybe local wahoo again.
That'd be cool.
We wouldn't complain about that.
No.
Wahoo. I'm really wishing out that now. Albacore, wahoo, yellowfin, bluefin.
Just put the list out.
Big Eye, let's bring them all. Dorado.
Wahoo at the Whistler Buoy, let's go.
Yeah, bring them out. Hey, 833-288-0973, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's hear from Hills in Ventura. What's going on, Hills?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Captain Adam. New Loanne's become my favorite boat. It's the fishiest boat. Everybody knows that. That's why it's so packed. But the best crew, the most fun. And I enjoyed going on the Anguiano family charter last July. And then I'll be back again with the Anguiano charter this July. So I'm really, really pumped about that. And one thing I wanted to say quickly is that Adam is the most hardworking dude, like, on the deck, like, killing and gutting and just moving, and that guy's like an animal, man. And Marcus is no slouch, but these guys
no, that's for sure.
work their butt off, man.
Yeah, they do.
Appreciate you, Hills.
It's a tough job. Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Wayne.
Morning.
Good to hear your voice, buddy. And congratulations. Look forward to have you on the board of Friends of Rollo with us. It's going to be a good year, I think.
I appreciate it, for sure.
Speaking of Friends of Rollo, our bottom fishing tournament that benefits Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, we are scheduled now for April 18th, and we're hoping to get everybody to come out and support the cause and raise some money for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You know, last year we did $25,000. We're hoping to do better this year, and we've already got our grand sponsor, Phil's Barbecue, is stepping in again and doing what he does, helping out the community and helping the kids. So we're looking forward to a very successful tournament.
Wow. So that's the day before Day at the Docks, which is April 19th. So April 18th is the fantastic Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be perfect. You can go to the tournament and then, you know, go to Day at the Docks and load up on some supplies you snagged on the bottom and lost.
There you go. So how it's open to the public. You don't have to be a member of Southwestern Yacht Club. It's open to the public. How do we get into the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament on April 18th?
Yeah, you can go to our website and register there at swycanglers.org. You can stop in some of your local tackle shops here pretty soon. We'll have the flyers out. Or you can just go to the Southwestern Yacht Club website and find it there as well. There's plenty of ways to sign up, and it's open to the public. We like to get as many people to come in from outside the organization to not only support Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, but see what a great club we have over there and what a great angling community we have at Southwestern. I mean, in my opinion, it's probably one of the better angling clubs here in San Diego.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, for sure. And super good people. And what a great dinner you put in on after the tournament. Wayne and I both have been there, and the prizes you guys get at that are just insane.
Your number of prizes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic setting, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're right there on the water. We go fish all day, have a great time, come back, weigh in your fish, and then we turn around and have the fish filleted as we're waiting, and go back and have a really nice fish taco dinner with fish that can't get any fresher, and start up all the raffles and auctions and the fun times that are had there to raise money for a very worthy charity.
Super good time. All right, so if somebody wants to go, how do we get a hold of you, and how do we get in on the tournament?
Yeah, go to swycanglers.org, and everything is right there. You'll be able to sign up online. Super easy. Once the flyers come out, they'll have QR codes. So if you are at the tackle shop and you see one of the flyers, or you're at the at one of the tackle shows, you know, the flyers will be there. You can just hit the QR code. It takes you right to registration. You can sign up. There's early birds sign up, so you save a little bit of money there. You get put in for an early bird raffle as well. So it's a really good trip. It's our 56th annual, so we've been doing this a little bit.
Yeah, you have, and you do a great job. Scott, great job. Appreciate you, and appreciate the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament Saturday, April 18th. Look forward to it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a great text, huh, Wayne?
I do, but here's a good one. If you do not leave your name and your phone number, you are not in for that two-day trip on the New Loanne.
Yeah.
And I've got one that says, hi, the New Loanne is appropriate for accommodating young or newish anglers.
But no trip for you.
No trip for you.
Because no name, no phone number.
Oh, no. I'd say, yeah, sure. We have quite a few younger anglers that come out, usually, obviously, with a parent or something. But yeah. I think last year, I think early season in May, one of our guys brought his son, and I think he caught like a 160-pounder wound in by himself. So that was cool.
Bigger than he was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how old would you say is appropriate for a two-day trip on the New Loanne?
Say 8 to 10 is probably the youngest.
Yeah.
And up from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get them often.
What an adventure for an 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
holy mackerel. Yeah, really fantastic. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Wayne.
Yeah, let's hear from John in Colorado Springs. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. I'm just standing by the fire. Have a hot fire going on. It's cold here, but... my question to Pete is, I'm coming there next week. That Anglers Club in Marina Del Rey, can I buy a ticket at the door?
I don't know the answer to that. I would get a hold of them, but I would imagine so. It's $75 per person, but yeah, I mean, it's super cool, and what a great venue there, too, at the Marina Del Rey Yacht Club, for sure. But yeah, I just check... check their website. Just search for Marina Del Rey Anglers, and that they should be able to answer that question. But, yeah, I wouldn't see how they – unless they sell out, which I'm not sure. But, after all, it is a star-studded event. So so you want to be sure to check that out. But, yeah, check that out. John, hey, stay warm, and we'll see you here in Southern California sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call this morning. You have a great text, though, Wayne.
We have another one right here. It's from Curtin Vista. Good morning, guys. Great show, as always. Stoked Adam's on the show. One of my first extended day trips was on the New Loanne back in 1982, fishing albacore on that trip. Caught my first big guy at 85 pounds. An albacore at 85 pounds?
Big guy,
yeah. Interesting. The big guy at 85 pounds and the fishing sit on the kelp. Can't say enough about the boat and the operation. Keep up the great work. Let's hope that the Albies come back this year.
I'm hoping.
We agree.
Me and Rambo both.
Yeah.
Pete's already forecasted that one.
Yeah. I'm forecasting everything. Yellowfin, albacore, wahoo, bluefin, big eye, bluefin. How's that sound?
I like how you think.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Got to think positive in this world, right? 833-288-0973. Open right now. It's been a busy, busy morning. Want to have a chance to talk to Adam. Get a chance to win that two-day trip on the New Loanne. Let's jump back on the phone.
Yeah, let's talk to Alex in San Carlos. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I've never been on more than a overnight trip, and I got to I got to be very honest. I pack pretty heavy. And I usually make the joke to my friends that if I leave half my gear at home, my wife's going to start asking some questions about my gear. But so just so I don't overpack, like on a 2-day trip going into like, I don't know, like May, and I guess we're probably still like trying to search the grounds and see where they're all at. What would you recommend bringing? What would be like the must haves? Because otherwise, I mean, if you give me the green light, I'll take the whole tackle shot. So.
I'd say a minimum of 4 rods. I like to have a light bait stick all the time, like a 25 or 30 pound outfit. A little bit heavier, maybe a 60 or 80 that you could switch for a sinker rig or maybe fishing a daytime jig like a Colt Sniper, a little smaller jig for daytime. And then probably 2 nighttime setups. I'd have a 100-pound rig and maybe an 80-pound rig, so you could have a couple different size jigs tied up. So I'd say minimum of 4 rods to start. But a guy like you, you might want to bring 6.
Yeah, and that's okay. You have the room on the boat.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, all right.
Cool. So let me ask you this. Are you guys doing a lot of trollfish or any kite fish while you're out on your trips?
All the time, yeah. We're always trying. We're always trolling. We're always ready for the kite opportunity. You know, this last year we didn't see that as much, but there was a couple good days.
What are you pulling when you guys go out? Are you pulling feathers? Are you pulling the Mad Max or the DTXs?
Kind of depends on where we're at. I also am kind of one of those Westies, you could say, like your guys last week. But
just keep going west.
Yes, kind of depends on where you're at. Those Halco laser minnows have been pretty good this last year. We've had a lot of jig strikes on bluefin this last couple of years.
Interesting. On bigger ones, too?
On bigger ones, too.
Wow.
Yeah, and even sometimes, like when we were anchor fishing in the late fall, we'd get a strike and then kick the anchor over, and that was kind of how a lot of times it would start. Yeah, yeah, a lot of times.
Wow. That's
Are you guys pulling the medium size or the longer ones, the Halcos? Because Halcos got the longer ones, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're like 8 or 9 inches.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's interesting because they just came out with some new colors in that larger Halco.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if those become the popular one this year.
Still have a little more time to get through on the phones with the fan, 833-288-0973. In the meantime, Daryl in Oceanside writes, good morning, Pete, Wayne, and Adam. Just wanted to say Adam is the most generous person because when I broke my rod on, he loaned me his. Adam, remember 3-day trip September 2018, 2022. You remember that trip, he says?
I don't know.
It's hard to remember. But you loaned him his rod, and you do have, if you're missing something, you have some loaner tackle on the boat.
Yeah, we try to have a little extra of everything on the boat, fluorocarbon and hooks and all that stuff.
And, of course, Point Loma Sport Fishing has great rental tackles.
They do.
So
they do.
If you don't have anything and Adam says you need this, you can run up to the landing and get the appropriate tackle.
For
right?
sure.
Tackle
for
store, the whole thing at Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Yeah, we can take another call. Doug in Montebello. What's going on, Doug?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, when you guys decided to drop the anchor, what do you guys look for on the radar?
On the radar, well, usually we're looking on the sonar or the up and down. Sometimes, a lot of times when there's scattered fish around in a place where you can anchor, you might just see one fish on the up and down meter, and that's how sometimes your day will start. So, I mean, sometimes you'll see a school. At least this last fall, a lot of the times we're just literally stopping on a meter mark or maybe getting a jig strike and trying to stay in the zone where you could get the anchor to hang. So,
well, I know we had a lot more questions coming, but Kyle is standing by at the fan to take your calls, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we'll be taking those calls, reading texts, plus catch reports, and a whole lot more with Adam from the New Low End. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookups, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hook app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder, and trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com, or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we're having such a good time in studio with Adam from the New Low End. Boy, if you guys got to call in, we got some open numbers here, 833-288-0973. We got plenty of texts coming, though, huh, Pete?
Yeah, oh, for sure. You have a good one?
Yeah, we got good morning, guys. Love the show. My question in for Captain Adam is, what types of food options are available on the two-day trips? And also, can you talk about the sleeping arrangements? Thanks, Ralph from Menifee.
Hey, Ralph. So we've got kind of an open berthing as far as the bunk room's concerned. It's we've got 32 bunks available.
And you take a maximum of 25.
25. So we got some extra spots on either side of the bunk room. There's two entrances. We got some plugs down there for the CPAP guys, that sort of stuff. And as far as the food goes, it's all included in your ticket price. So you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then we do snacks in between.
Well, just like a long-range boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's big.
We'll do fruit platters in the morning or whatever. Nice. Prime rib dinner. Same. Yeah, it's good.
Nice. When was the last time you heard of a prime rib dinner on an overnight boat?
Sweet.
Right? I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the New Low End started out, right?
Yeah.
Now it's graduated 2 and 3.
So pretty much strictly 2 and 3s.
2 and 3s.
Nice. Perfect, yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Wayne.
Yeah, let's talk to Ryan in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Good morning, Let's Talk Hookup and Captain Adam. My question is that back in, like, early 2016, between that and 2018, I remember that the New Low End really perfected that big bluefin fishing up on the Cali with the Yummy Flyer. And I just want to ask, how'd you guys able to do that? I heard it's Florida technique, and you guys really perfected it and set standards in the industry.
Morning, Ryan. You know, a lot of practice. A lot of practice. It takes a long time driving around, especially with the Yummy Flyer in particular.
Ooh, yeah.
Keeping it in the right spot and speed and everything else. It just takes a lot of practice.
It's such an intense deal, because you have to keep watching it, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And a lot of times, too, we've had a couple of our best kite drifts started with a bite on the Yummy Flyer. So.
Yeah. Did you guys ever do the balloons, too?
Oh, yeah.
When the downwind?
Yeah, we'll put balloons up, but a lot of the stuff can originate from, you know, getting that Yummy Flyer bite.
Really?
To stop the boat, yeah. Kind of like you're getting a
finding
a school strike.
Yeah.
Well, they're staying outside of the range, right?
Yes,
so you've got
yes.
to bring them in into you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll try to put another bait out right away if we get a strike, you know,
strike.
On the kite, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you use the California Flyer too?
We do. We use kind of various stuff, just kind of depending on the conditions.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're, you know, when the sun's coming up, we got a bait out already. Sometimes we're driving, so it just kind of depends.
Yeah. What conditions would dictate yummy flyer versus California flyer versus like a frozen flyer?
I think more of a scattered fish thing is you know, what you see when you want to have the yummy flyer out.
Gotcha.
Less big schools, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Scattered fish, I think, is most effective when fishing the yummy flyer. A lot of times we're fishing the California flyer, we're visually seeing a school, maybe a breezer, and we're slowly skipping it through, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So.
And California flyer versus frozen flyer, same thing, right?
Similar.
Yeah.
Similar. Except for you can drive a little bit more with it.
And with the California
flyer. Yeah, it's a little more durable than a frozen bait. You know?
Yeah, definitely. So does it get bit as well?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes just as good. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you guys are trolling the flyer just like we do on the private side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of times you get stopped. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How far back are you guys pulling that?
It's usually off the side of the boat, maybe 100 yards, kind of far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just out of sight.
Yeah.
Where you could just barely see your indicator.
Yep. Yep.
So we're missing our report from Marco. So if you go by C4 Sport Fishing, go over to Charlie's and get a burger or breakfast for you, going, hey, Marcos, how come you're not calling Let's Talk Hookup anymore? What's the story? We like to give him a hard time. But this portion of the show is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, the place to fill up your car, boat, your truck with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And you know Summit is also the place with the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip. Over 40 snacks. I think they have way more than that now, too. All 89 cents. As well as sandwiches, frozen bait, too. And they have, like, this incredible deal on 89-cent Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, which I'm not going to say that I don't partake in that, but I'm just saying, you know, pretty phenomenal deal there. All for only 89 cents. $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice and 100 pounds of ice free with your 35-gallon fill-up. And they also have a $6 car wash that is just a fantastic car wash. So Let's Talk Hookup. Always get free ice at Summit Gasoline and the lowest gas and diesel prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. You have a text, huh?
Yeah, I do. It says, good morning, Pete, Wayne, and Adam. Great show as always. Adam is such a wealth of knowledge, and the new Luan is such a fishy boat. It's so hard to get on. If I can't make any of the open party trips, I was wondering if there was a wait list to get on the charters, and that then when they can't quite fill up the boat. Also, does Adam have any predictions on the upcoming season? Thanks. That's Mike in Miramesa.
Hey, Mike. So we do kind of have a wait list for charters. A lot of times I'll get word that maybe we need to fill a couple spots a month ahead of time or something, and what we'll usually do is we throw it up on the Point Loma website. So you'll be able to see, hey, there's a couple spots open on a charter. It'll be kind of in the front, on the front page of the website. As far as
open front page of PointLomaSportFishing.com.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Then let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Wayne.
Yeah, let's talk to Tom in University City. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, last year I went on the Cortez on a two-day, and he got us onto the yellowfin. And when I was on the troll, they bit the slide. And when I was on the slide, they bit the troll. And then when I tried to fish bait, I couldn't get a bite. And I figured out I was fishing too heavy when I was fishing bait. I was fishing a Trinidad 14 with 50-pound Max Quattro, but I had a 40-pound Gold Label leader. So my question is, two things. I always fish a little heavier leader because I'm afraid, you know, if I hook that big fish, I want to be able to get it.
Right.
But then also, like, so when do you decide to fish light, and, like, how do you define that? How would you set up for, you know, school-size yellowfin if you really want to get a bite, but also want to get the fish on the deck?
You know, that's a good question. When I think when we normally would first stop the boat, the fish are going to be a lot more eager, let's say. So you'd probably get away with getting a bite on 40-pound line, 30-pound line. Say later on in the drift, a lot of times we'll get a little more picky, and that's when you want to lighten it up a bit. Maybe fish a smaller size hook.
Like a number two or number four.
Number two or number four circle hook. I like those BKK hooks. Those are awesome. I like the Owner Mutu 4 is a nice, strong, lightweight hook. So, yeah, definitely once later on in the drift, I'd think about lightening it up if it's hard to get a bite. Okay. If you can get a bite on 40, keep Great. Fishing 40. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you never know. You might get that 100-pounder, right?
You might.
And then
well, it's interesting, too, because you say just fluorocarbon or leader or whatever, but there is a difference in the different brands. And
there
the
is.
Thickness, the flexibility or viability, the knot strength, and there is a difference. So having the right one at the right time to get that bite, to be able to get that bait away, does make a difference.
It does. And like Gold Label, for example, 30-pound gold label, yeah. It's like 25.
It's muddy, that stuff.
Like yeah. If it's
so strong,
if
too.
If it's 30-pound, it's basically like you're fishing 25. I think that's a good option, especially school-sized fish. It's a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
For light line fishing.
Generally speaking, this past year, when you were in the school size fish, were there bigger fish involved in that or not really?
There were occasionally. Even our last trip, like just before Thanksgiving, we caught like a 90-pounder.
Wow.
Luckily, the guy had he was fishing a sinker rig with 50 pounds, so
okay.
It was no big deal.
All right. That works.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. Great.
It's interesting because I see 50-pound, especially on the braid side, as like that common size line on most people's spools for their bait fishing,
for fly line, yeah,
for their jig, for their even throwing jigs. It's the standard, and then all they're doing is changing their top shot out depending on where they're fishing.
Yep. I like to fish a long top shot too.
How long?
Like 20 feet.
20 feet.
Yep.
Mono or fluorocarbon?
Floral.
So 20 like pounds, 20 feet of Seaguar Gold.
Yep. Sure.
What knot are you tying?
Usually RP knot.
The RP
knot to connect your Power Pro to the Seaguar Gold.
Yes.
And then what knot are you tying to your hook?
Just a San Diego Jam or
okay.
Trilene knot, something
okay.
simple.
Yeah, easy.
That's all interesting. Right. Yeah.
Let's sneak in another call.
Yeah, Robert from Canyon Country. What's going on, Robert?
Good morning, guys. How you doing, Adam?
So good morning.
Started out fishing with Adam years ago. Then it went to taking my kids. And so my daughter got a 150-pound bluefin, her first big one. Then moved to the grandsons, and the grandson got a 260-pound bluefin. And the great-granddaughter has now let us know that this is her year. She's 7 years old, and she's let us know that she'll be joining the boat. So
nice. Started 7 years
with me,
old.
Kids, grandkids, and now great-grandchild.
That's cool. And so you recommend it for taking kids, the new Loran, right? I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. I'll try and sneak in another call.
Yeah, Brian from San Diego. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. With all the expertise in the show, kind of a weird random question for you. I've been seeing some stories about tuna tracking on the Atlantic coast where tags are put on tuna and then they track them. And I'm curious on the Pacific side, if you guys are aware of any studies, because we always talk about where the tunas, where are they going. Sometimes we think they're here, we think they're there. And I'm just curious, with the wealth of expertise, if you guys are aware of any of studies or tags or kind of where they're at through that type of a program.
Wayne?
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. We work with Dr. Barbara Block out of Stanford, and we have been tagging large bluefin tuna for the last 8 or 9 years with the CCA Cal group, and she's been doing it even longer. She does tagging of not only bluefin but marlin, and she's been tagging fish all around the world for her studies. And there's different various types of tags. Some are just insert tags, and they come out, and then you can collect them, and then you kind of know where they're at. And then she has some very sophisticated ones where you surgically put them in. They work off of the heartbeat of the fish to keep them powered, but when the fish comes up, they get to the satellite so they can track those fish over time, and then after a certain amount of time, then the fish tag actually pops out and they pick it up, and it's like a year's worth of data. But it's very, very interesting and a very good project for us, because we are still trying to figure out exactly what you're asking, where those fish are going. When are they triggered, or what's triggering them to go back and spawn? And we still do not have all those answers across the board. So
can you actually find that data? Can you go access it?
I don't know. I always get it from her papers.
Yeah.
So, but we are actually
do like a Google search of Bobber Block, and you might be able to find.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff has been published.
Yeah.
We are honoring her at the CCA Cal Anthony Shea event coming up this year.
She's the recipient.
Of the award. So
April 30th.
Yeah, I got to look that one up.
Yeah, it's right at the end of April. Yeah, so but the, it's up in Long Beach. It's the Anthony Shea Award, CCA California annual event. So you want to look that up, ccacalifornia.org would be the spot.
April 30th.
April 30th,
yeah.
All right.
As you can hear, we're at the end of the first hour. Boy, did that go quick. We have another full hour coming your way on Let's Talk Hook Up. More with Adam coming your way. We're saying goodbye to Kyle on the fan, but we've got you on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and Facebook and YouTube Live, and we'll be right back.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the Giants' 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center at Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials, only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Staviscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get two additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.